Welcome to the Shine a Line podcast. I'm your host and video content coach, Natasha. And after years of being a social media manager for service providers, coaches, and physical product brands while creating content for my own brand, I realized how important it is to infuse video into your strategy, no matter what surface or platform you decide to use for your brand. This podcast will help you create strategic video content that doesn't take away from your business, but fuels its growth. You'll leave each episode with a simpler way to show up with confidence that isn't reliant on the latest trend or gimmicky hacks, but a sustainable strategy. Ready to go from overwhelmed to confident in your content strategy? It's your time to shine. Hello, and welcome back to the Shine Online podcast. I am literally recording in an actual storm, so shout out to Riverside's remove background noise feature, because hopefully y'all don't hear the literal like tornado wind rain going on. But I was just so excited to share some exciting news in this episode that it could not wait. So today I'm going to be talking about my signature challenge, the Video Confidence Challenge. And long story short, it has gotten a complete revamp with new content, a new structure, and it is opening up this month. So I want to tell you all about it so you can get in and join us. First, I feel like it's important to kind of set the scene on when I hosted my first challenge. So literally in August of 2020, when Reels literally just hit Instagram, I teamed up to create the first, literally the first 30-day Reels challenge. And I really use this as an opportunity because everyone was just trying to figure out Reels, what worked, what content should I be creating, and what are the opportunities that we have to get results with Reels on Instagram. And during this challenge, thousands of people joined and people loved it. And it was a really fun experiment for me, but it also really yielded some incredible results. But if I'm being honest, after hosting the challenge and after a lot of people doing the challenge, 30 days worth of content is a lot. Any type of content, let alone video content. And so now I have a lot of thoughts about Reels and 30-day challenges. And I think this is one of the coolest things about being able to grow and learn in your business and online. Because even though that's still a very hot, sexy thing to market as a quote unquote Reels coach, I know, first of all, you don't need to be creating 30 days worth of Reels to see results with Reels. Second of all, I know that creating 30 days worth of content is unsustainable for most people. And third of all, this type of challenge really encourages you to go hard, push, 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 and then people ghost their audiences, right? And so this really encouraged me to think of how can I take what people loved about a challenge, the accountability, knowing the lessons and kind of what to create content about, how can I take what people loved about that concept and how can I turn it into something that will give people the strategies and the skills that they need to maintain that momentum long term? And so 2 years ago, I created the Video Confidence Challenge. So it's a 5-day challenge, and it was really focused on sourcing stock content, which is B-roll, video clips, which you've probably heard a lot about on all my channels of content. And after you sourced your amazing videos, we went in and I gave you a few ideas on how you could use them. And we've had thousands of people do that challenge as well. It has been a huge hit, and people have had so many wins, like sourcing 20 to even upwards to 100 video clips without having to film anything new, easily posting and creating short form content and even stories. Really these mindset shifts that like, wow, video can be easy. I'm already creating video content. And also just seeing more results with this type of content of like, wow, people are actually engaging and I'm really speaking to my ideal leads. And so as so many people have gone through that original version of the challenge, naturally, I had some ideas on how I could update it, how I could maybe lean into some of the questions or follow-ups people had during that challenge. And create the 3-day video confidence challenge. So inside this free challenge, completely free, you will learn simple strategies that will cut your video content creation time in half. I do not subscribe to the idea that video content inherently just takes more time than other types of content. It can take just the same amount of time as the other types of content you're creating, or even less when you lean into low lift video strategies. And what's really great, and something that I do and something that my video content camp clients really lean into, is you're able to have these low lift strategies in your back pocket. So sometimes content will require a little bit more energy, right? Maybe you're talking to camera, or you really want to get creative with editing or whatever it is, but having low lift content in your back pocket allows you to consistently incorporate video into your strategy, which is when you're going to see the best results. And even kind of as like a little bit of a personal experience with this, I, over the past few years, as I've leaned more into this type of content, this has allowed me to easily create launch content without having to start from scratch and like stress myself out and add so much work to my calendar. Also, there have been times where I have struggled with my mental health, especially last summer, and I physically could not fathom the thought of creating or filming or ideating. Like, I was just completely numb to that, but I was still able to show up because of what I teach inside this challenge. And I really think that if you take anything from this challenge, it's that like you can use video content without being burnt out, without being overwhelmed, without being exhausted. And even being someone that struggles with mental health or is really busy as a parent or a side hustler, video is for you. And so inside the challenge, you'll learn my rinse and repeat workflow for creating short form videos that will also get you results. So I want to go through a few of the updates that I've made inside this challenge. The first is that, as you've already heard, it has gone to 3 days instead of 5 days. So I'm going to break down all 3 days of the challenge. So day one is my exact process for batching low energy video footage that you can use in multiple ways. So this is essentially stock content. So as you've heard, this is what people loved about the original challenge, but the content itself is totally new. For example, I am literally showing you how if you only have one very small corner that you can film content in, you can film stock content and you can film a lot of different options. So we're literally going to be filming, but also sourcing stock content for you and also organizing it in a stock content folder. Day two is all about idea gen. So I want to show you how you can easily generate a month or more of video ideas in minutes, but you're not having to start from scratch. So I'm teaching you my approach to repurposing. So you can easily go into what you're already creating, what you're already doing in your business, and how can we use that for video ideas instead of sitting and being like, oh, I wonder what I should create content about today. That is just like turning our wheels. It's relying on us having to be creative, and we don't have time for that. And day three is all about simple editing. I truly believe that editing is one of those things that is a nice to have or a bonus, but it does not create great content. And so many people spin out over editing, trying to make it fancier than it really needs to be. But I'm going to show you a few formulas on exactly the types of edits you can use for high impact quote videos, which essentially is videos that will take that stock content that we already sourced in day one, and essentially, we'll just add text overlay and audio. And these are great for engagement and for reach. And each day of the challenge has a very simple video exercise that you can watch in a few minutes and daily tasks that you can easily go through. And by the end of day three, you will have tons of content that is literally ready to post. And even after the challenge, you will have content ideas and video footage and those editing formulas so you can keep the momentum going. In a most recent episode, I talked about my favorite low lift video strategies, stock content, repurposing, and simple editing. So essentially, you can kind of get a teaser of what these days are going to be about, or you can just join the challenge and literally start them at videoconfidencechallenge.com. And this time I'm actually offering a bonus. So when you join the challenge and you finish day three, so you post your video, it's ready to go, I will audit the content you create from the challenge. So really excited to get and see what you're actually creating, celebrate your wins, and really get started and welcome all of y'all into the challenge. So even if you've done the challenge before, the content is brand new. So sign up again. And this is self-paced. So even though we're going to be starting it this month, you can join and start this whenever you're listening to this episode. And the Video Confidence Challenge is just a taste of what you learn inside the Video Content Camp, which is my signature program. Not only do you get feedback and coaching, but you learn the strategies you need to create really simple content with the right systems so you can see results for your business, whether that's sales, engagement, or organic growth. So if you're interested in joining the camp, definitely join the challenge because it will show you what's possible times 10 inside the camp program. So I will leave all the details inside the description of this episode if you want to join the challenge, or you can go to videoconfidencechallenge.com. And this is also a really fun challenge to do with other people. So share videoconfidencechallenge.com with your friends, your biz besties, maybe even your team members, and let's do this video content thing together. So I hope this episode got you really excited for the updates to come to the Video Confidence Challenge, and I will see you inside. Thank you so much for tuning into the Shine Online podcast. I hope this episode has helped you find a simpler way to show up consistently on video. If you loved what you heard, please share this episode with a business owner you know who is struggling with content and video in their business. Or connect on Instagram at Shine with Natasha by taking a screenshot and sharing your biggest takeaway. See you in the next episode.